This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who is on a three-day visit to Gujarat, will participate in the historic Somnath Swabhiman Parv today. The event marks exactly 1,000 years since the first invasion of the temple in 1026 AD and 75 years since its post-independence restoration in 1951. Today, the Prime Minister will take part in Shaurya Yatra, a ceremonial procession honouring those who defended the shrine. Mr. Modi will also perform puja and offer prayers at the temple. He will then address a public gathering in Somnath. Later in the day, the Prime Minister is scheduled to inaugurate the vibrant Gujarat Regional Conference in Rajkot. Earlier, on reaching Somnath yesterday evening, the Prime Minister participated in the Omkar mantra chanting and viewed a spectacular drone show at the temple. Our correspondent reports that the holy shrine is witnessing a huge spiritual gathering with devotees from across the country participating in these historic celebrations. Union Home Minister Amit Shah reached Thiruvananthapuram last night on a day-long visit to Kerala. He was received at the airport by the newly elected mayor of Thiruvananthapuram Municipal Corporation, V.V. Rajesh, Kerala BJP President Rajiv Chandrasekhar and other senior party leaders. Mr. Shah will hold a meeting with BJP representatives who won in the local body elections in the state. The Home Minister will offer prayers at Sri Padmanabhaswamy Temple this morning. Mr. Shah will also attend the Kerala Kaumudi Conclave in the afternoon. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman chaired a pre-budget consultation with states and union territories in New Delhi yesterday. Minister of State for Finance Pankaj Chaudhary, Governor of Manipur, Chief Ministers of Goa, Haryana, Meghalaya, Sikkim, Delhi and Jammu and Kashmir, Deputy Chief Ministers of Arunachal Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh, Odisha, Rajasthan and Telangana were present in the meeting. In a statement, the Ministry of Finance said that during the meeting, participants gave several suggestions to the Finance Minister for consideration in the Union Budget of 2026-27. It said that many participants highlighted that the scheme for special assistance to states for capital investment be continued with higher allocations. The budget session of Parliament is scheduled to begin on 28th of this month. Union Minister for Communications Jyotiraditya Sindhya has announced two new India Post services, Speed Post 24 and Speed Post 48, which will ensure delivery within 24 and 48 hours. This announcement, made through at a program at Pichore in Shivpuri district of Madhya Pradesh, is being considered an important step towards the modernization of postal services. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Sindhya said that Speed Post 24 and Speed Post 48 will set a new standard of punctual, reliable and fast delivery. A total of 27 Indian citizens who were lured to Myanmar with false job promises but were instead forced to work illegally in cyber scam operations have been safely rescued and brought back to India. The rescued nationals arrived in Delhi yesterday and are now proceeding onward to their respective native places to reunite with their families. These stranded Indian citizens were lured by false job promises and subsequently trafficked to the Myanmar border, where they were subjected to coercion, physical abuse and forced cyber scam operations. Union Minister for Sports Mansukh Mandaviya, along with former Brazilian footballer Gilberto da Silva, today unveiled the FIFA World Cup 2026 trophy as it began its three-day tour of India. The unveiling ceremony marked the start of the prestigious trophy's journey across the country, giving football fans a rare opportunity to witness the iconic silverware up close. In cricket, India is all set to start their 2026 season today as they face New Zealand in the first match of the three-match ODI series in Vadodara, Gujarat. The match will start at 1:30 p.m. This will be the last ODI series for India before they head into full T20 mode with the T20 World Cup 2026 and the IPL 2026 on the horizon. And that is the end of this news bulletin.